How did the 1898 incident relate to political realities then and now? At the time, Republicans were still the party of Lincoln and emancipation, and Democrats, the party of white supremacy and the Southern establishment.
It became evident to our committee that if the Negroes were nominated for office, we would have an exceedingly difficult time to beat them.
George Rountree III reads from Memorandum of My Personal Recollections by his grandfather, George Rountree.
And looked as if we would have a riot at the election, because by that time the white people were thoroughly aroused.
We will not tolerate the action of unscrupulous white men in affiliating with the Negroes.
From Wilmington's so-called White Declaration of Independence, originally read by ex-Confederate Colonel Alfred Moore Waddell.
So that by means of their votes, they can dominate the intelligent and thrifty element in the community, thus causing business to stagnate and progress to be out of the question.
Mr. McRae, my grandfather,
Hugh McRae II, grandson of coup leader and businessman Hugh McRae,
felt that since the black community had more or less taken over most of the places in the courts and the county commission and the city council and other city offices, that the white community no longer had adequate representation, and the white community, of course, owned most of the economic assets of the city.
The Negro did not pose a numerical threat. He never held office in proportion to numbers.
Historian Beverly Jones disagrees.
One Negro was elected to Congress, 10 to the state legislature, 4 aldermen were elected in Wilmington, 1 county coroner in Hanover, 1 Negro jailer in Wilmington.
40% of the police department was black. John Campbell Dancy was the collector of customs for the port of Wilmington.
Kenneth Davis of Wilmington's African American Heritage Tourism Network.
And I think at that time the fact that they went from slavery to any political power at all was anathema to the Democrat Party.
Tom Keith, Republican. Hugh McRae II on his grandfather.
He and the Secret Nine, as near as I can understand, was simply doing what often groups of businessmen do today. They get together and figure out how they can get more of their representatives in political positions, how they can support their candidates and get them in place.
It was so incredibly successful that two years later, there were only 3 Republicans who voted. In the previous 2 years, 3,000 and some had voted. And that has carried literally to today, where the state is still very close in voting.
So now we have bold and unscrupulous legislative enactments and open defiance of the national constitution.
Lisa Adams reads from the writings of her lawyer great-grandfather, William Everett Henderson.
And as the state successively seceded in the 60s, in the 90s, we see them one after the other, destroying the amendments to the Constitution and succeeding well in tearing down what they have sworn to uphold and defend. And that last earthly tribunal, the U.S. Supreme Court, well knows the intent.